Today, the message I want to share is a message about the new life that Jesus brought to us because of his resurrection. Long, long time ago in a farm,
有一只母鸡出去散步的时候,
a hen went out for a walk.
她发现了有一个奇怪的蛋,
and she found a very odd looking egg.
所以她就把这个蛋带回家了,
so she took the egg home with her.
当然她自己也生了好几个蛋,
but she herself has several eggs already.
所以那个母鸡它就来孵这个蛋。
And so the hen started hatching these eggs.
孵孵孵孵，有一天这个蛋，小鸡就出来了。
And as she hatches these eggs, one day, little chicks came out of the egg.
呜，这孵出小鸡来了。也孵出另外一个小鸡来了。
Another one came out.
但是也有一只小鸡，很奇怪的小鸡也孵出来了。But
a very odd-looking chick also was hatched.
所以这群小鸡每天就跟着妈妈出去在地上找虫子吃。And
so these little chicks, after they were hatched, they followed their mother hen and they went out to look for worms to eat.
他们常常为了一只小蚯蚓就彼此打架。And
sometimes they would fight with each other over an earthworm.
所以他们每天的生活就是这样，起来找虫吃，打架，回家睡觉。So
this is their daily routine. This is the life they live. They wake up, they look for worms to eat, they fight with each other, and then they go home and they sleep.
很奇怪的小鸡越来越大，越来越大，都比这些小鸡要更大。
This weird-looking chick grew, and it continued to look differently than the other chicks. And in fact, it grew much, much larger than the others.
有一天有一个农人从他们的乡村经过。
So one day, another farmer passed by this town.
他就跟农场的主人讲说，你们这里的小鸡，那里它不是鸡啊。
And the farmer drove by, and he said to the owner of these chicks, he says, one of them is not a chicken.
那个农场主人说，他就是鸡啊，他从小的时候孵出来，我也看到他每天就跟那些小鸡在找虫子在打架啊，都没有两样啦。But
the master of that farm said, it is a chicken. I saw it being hatched together with the other chicks. I see it's fighting with other chicks over earthworms. There's no difference.
但是那个陌生人讲说，不是，它不是鸡，它不是鸡。But
this passerby said, no, this is not a chicken, it is not.
那农场主人说，好啊，你认为它不是鸡，那它是什么啦？
So the farmer said, well, if you say this is not a chicken, what do you say this is?
他说它会飞的哦。And
he says, he can fly.
他说农场主人说，好啊，会飞，你证明给我看啦。He
says, why don't you prove it to me that it can fly?
那个陌生人就把那个 这一只怪怪的鸡带到屋顶上，爬到屋顶上，然后就是说，再叫它跳下去，叫它飞。And
so this stranger climbed up to the top of the barn, took this weird-looking chicken and threw it into the air and said to it, fly.
结果这只鸡就是咚掉下来，它不飞。And
of course this chicken fell to the ground and did not fly.
那个主人就说，你看，我告诉你们，它本来就是鸡，本来不是其他的东西嘛。The
farmer said, you see, I told you it is a chicken, it's not anything else, it doesn't fly.
他说好，我再试试看。他说带他爬到更高一点的树，爬到树上的时候再跟他丢下来。And
so the stranger picked up this weird-looking chicken and then climbed higher to a very tall top of the tall tree, and he threw it out and said, fly.
结果这只怪怪的鸡还是这样啊，掉下来。
And the odd, weird-looking chicken still fell from top of the tree and fell to the ground, would not fly.
所以那个主人讲说, 你看,我告诉你们,它本来就是鸡嘛。
The farmer says, see, this is what I told you. It is a chicken and it cannot fly.
后来这个陌生人说,好,我再证明一次给你看。
And the stranger would not give up. He says, well, let me try one more time.
所以他这次带到更高的山上。
And so this time, he took this odd-looking chicken to the top of a mountain.
他就让那个鸡对着太阳，这只怪怪的鸡对眼睛对着太阳。
So he picked up this odd-looking chicken and held it so that it would face the sun.
所以当太阳光照到他的眼睛的时候，他眼睛就明亮了。
And when the sun shined into the eyes of this animal, its eyes was opened.
除了他心里有一个愿望,
All of a sudden, this animal has a desire in its heart.
他说他想要飞,
it had a wish that it wished it could fly.
所以当这个陌生人把它举起来一丢一放的时候,
And so when the stranger picked up this animal this time and threw it into the air,
他就开始扇动他的翅膀,
and it started to flap its wings.
然后就飞起来。 然后就飞回农场，然后越飞再飞回去，越飞越高，越飞越高，越飞越高，再来，就从此以后再也没有回来了。
And the animal flapped its wing, flew back to the farm, circled around, flew away, and flew higher and higher and higher and higher, and then eventually it never came back to the farm again.
因为生物学有些生物学家告诉我们啊，当那个鹰的眼睛对着太阳的时候。
A biologist tells us that when an eagle faces the sun,
他心里就有一个愿望，他就发现，哎，我原来是属于天上的。
It would all of a sudden realize that I belong to this in the sky.
所以你看，当我们每一个人呢，小朋友，我们还不认识耶稣的时候，我们就像小鸡一样。
So all of us, including our children, before we know God, we are like these chickens.
我们的生命是在地上的。Our
lives belong to the ground.
我每天就在说，哎呀，在地上，在跟同学啊，为了糖果啦、抢啊，为了小的iPhone啊，大家打架啦，这是我的啦。We
fight when we're playing around and we fight over food, over snacks, or toys, or iPhone.
但是当有一天我们读了圣经，知道神爱我们，上帝的真理真光照到我们心里的时候。
But one day, when we read God's word and the light of God shines in our hearts,
就像那个太阳的光照到这个老鹰的眼睛的时候，他就突然领悟到我是属于天空的。Then
just like when the sunlight shines in the eyes of the eagle, we will realize that we belong in the sky.
因为你们每一个都是上帝造的，你们是属于神的。
Because each and every one of you were created by God and you belong to God.
神要给我们一个像老鹰一样属天的生命。
God wants to give us a life like the eagle's life that belongs in heaven.
让我们能够看得更远，看得到说，哎，我们的生命的意义不是每天在地上忙忙碌碌而已。
So that we may realize that the purpose of our lives is not just to be busy here on earth.
我们可以像鹰一样的自由。刚刚这些大姐姐，不是手上都拿着很多牌子吗？他们以前被老旧的生命捆绑的时候是嫉妒啦、骄傲啦、纷争啦。但是耶稣来触摸他以后，他就改变了。Just
like earlier when we see the our youth here and in the skits that we have jealousy, we have depression, we have bitterness in our hearts, but when Jesus came and touched us, then we no longer will have those feelings anymore.
据说老鹰可以活到70岁。
It has been said that eagles can live to 70 years.
这些鸡可能几个月啦就被抓去杀了。
I think regular chickens, they will live a few months and they will be killed.
顶多活了几年而已。
Maybe a few years.
所以你看，神要给我们属天的生命是不一样的，而且是永生，跟地上的。 短短的几十年，是不同的。
So the life that God has for us is a life that is everlasting. It's different than the few years of life we have here on earth.
老鹰可以看得更远，知道上帝，就好像说我们基督徒看得更远，知道神爱我们，为我们预备了永生的计划，人类的将命运、将来等等，我们看得更远。
God wants us to be like eagles, that we can fly in the sky so we can have a view of life and a vision that is broader and higher, that we can see things.
所以小朋友,你们喜欢像鸡一样的生活在地上每天找虫子打架吗?
So kids, do you like to be like chicken and just fight all day long and fight over earthworms?
不是, <笑><笑>是是，所以你希望像鹰一样自由哈，像我们人没有被罪捆绑一样的有上帝属天的生命，对不对？
Do you want to be like eagles that you can fly and that you will not be bound by sin?
Yeah. 好，希望有一天啊，你们的主日学老师啊，或是爸爸妈妈啊，告诉你。 你明白的圣经是你带你接受耶稣，让耶稣的光照到你的心中，让你接受耶稣做你的救主，好不好啊？
Look forward to the day where your Sunday school teachers or maybe your parents would tell you about Jesus and the gospel, and so that the light of God will shine into your heart, so that you can be a child of God. Would that be all right with you?
Yeah.
好 ，OK。 好啦，我们这些小朋友可以回去教室跟老师走啦。
Okay, now we can dismiss the kids. By the youth.
他提到古利奈人西门跟他的儿子有一天要到耶路撒冷去献祭。
We see it's a story of a man named Simon who brought two of his sons to Jerusalem and they were preparing to make an offering in the temple.
为什么要献祭呢？
Why were they planning to make an offering?
因为上帝告诉我们，我们人都是罪人。
Because the Bible tells us, God tells us that we are all sinners.
所以，神就借着献祭提醒我们，我们没有一个人可以亲近圣洁的神。So
through offering, it is because God tells us that men, we are not righteous or holy, so we cannot approach God.
耶路撒冷是圣殿的所在。Jerusalem
is where the temple is.
所以他们到耶路撒冷献祭的意思就是说，借着这些羊羔啊、牲畜为我们死啊，所以他代替我们的罪而死，所以上帝赦免我们。So
bring a lamb to Jerusalem to the temple to make an offering and sacrifice this animal. It represents the death that Jesus Christ would die for us on behalf of our sin.
但是我们人常常会犯罪，所以为什么每一年这犹太人都要去圣殿献祭？
However, because men sins all the time, and so for the Jews, they have to repeat this ceremony of offering and sacrifice on an annual basis.
所以为什么这个西门他要带着羊啊，带着羊，刚刚不是他带了羊吗？
And so that is why this man Simon, right? We saw that he brought his sons and a lamb.
因为你看我们中文里面有代罪羔羊这个字，对不对？
Because we know that there's a term called the scapegoat.
但是在圣经里面，约翰福音第一章31节，告诉我们，耶稣是神的羔羊。
But in the scripture, it tells us that Jesus is the Lamb of God.
所以为什么他们带着羊去？那后来就是说羊跑掉以后，那个西门。 说看啊，神的羔羊。
And so that is why they went to Jerusalem. When we see that man Simon, he says, pointed to Jesus and says, "That is the Lamb of God."
所以他们刚刚去的时候，他就发现，哎，今天怎么不一样呢？原来是献祭的时候是很喜乐的日子。They
were wondering why the mood in the city was different, because typically when they come to the city for an offering and making a sacrifice, it usually is a joyous occasion. Because it happened to be the day of Passover.
因为逾越节就是上帝借着摩西拯救以色列人出埃及的时候为他们定了一条条例。
The Passover was an ordinance that God established for the Jews when they were leaving Egypt.
因为他们在埃及做奴隶的时候，埃及王不让他们走。When
the Jews were in Egypt, they were slaves, and the Pharaoh would not let them go.
所以上帝就行了10个神迹，第10个神迹就是说，那一天所有埃及的长子或是所有的头生的牲畜，天使都要把他们杀死。
So God performed miracles and sent 10 plagues into Egypt, and the 10th plague was a plague of the firstborn. So all the firstborn of the Egyptian families, as well as the firstborn of all the farm animals, the livestock, would be slaughtered by the angel of death.
所以神说,
And so God said to the Israelites, after I perform this miracle, the Pharaoh will let you go. Then you will receive your freedom.
你们就可以到旷野来敬拜神，可以成为神的子民。
Then you can go to the wilderness and you can worship God and you can become the children of God.
所以要每一家都要杀一只羊羔。
And so every household among the Israelites, they have to prepare a Passover lamb.
所以他们把羊羔的血涂在门框上门楣上面。
And they would slaughter the lamb, and they would take the blood, and they would paint the blood on the door frame.
所以上帝就要说，所有的以色列人还有他们的亲人都躲在房子里面。
And so God's instruction to the Israelites was, to the Jews, was that you would stay inside the homes.
那内命的天使他过来的时候，要进到每一家去把所有的头生的 长子还有牲畜都杀死，他们看到这个血的时候，就会越过去，不进去这个家。
And so the angel of death will come into each household and will take the life away from the firstborn of each household. But when they see the blood of the lamb painted on the doorpost, they will pass over that household.
所以越过去，为什么叫做逾越节？原因就是这样。
And so that is why that occasion is called the Passover.
所以那天果然啊。 命令天使来的时候，所有的埃及人，只要门框上面有血的，都死了，都长子或者牲畜头生的都死了。And
so that evening, when the angel of death came through the land of Egypt, every household, Egyptian household, of course, that do not have the blood of the lamb painted on the doorpost, will have their firstborn child and the firstborn among all its livestock. Their lives taken away.
因为这样，埃及人就放以色列人走，他们就得到自由。
So finally, the Egyptians allowed the Jews to leave.
所以圣经就用逾越节预表，当我们还不认识耶稣的时候，我们是被这些嫉妒、纷争、各式各样的罪捆绑着我们。
And so God uses this as an illustration for us to realize that before we were saved, as men living in sin, that we are bound by sin, and we have all these dissension, and we have jealousy within our hearts.
但是上帝要借着耶稣在十字架上为我们代替我们的罪的死，来除去我们的罪的刑罚，除去撒旦的作为，除去恶的影响力。
But through the death of Jesus Christ, that God will through His death remove the influence that sin has on our lives, and it's force that it acts upon our lives.
我们中国的一些习俗，在春节的时候，在贴那个红门帘等等，我们祖先不晓得原来这个意义就是从圣经来的。The
Chinese has a tradition that during the Chinese New Year, we would post red paper with some sayings on it on the door frame, and of course, that tradition we did not know that there is an origin that is found in the Bible.
但是我们知道说，哦，喜气代表红色，代表喜气洋洋啊，辟邪啦，保平安啊，等等。But
we know that the color red is something that is a red that symbolizes protection away from evil, and also it symbolizes prosperity.
当时鲁夫跟他儿子去到耶路撒冷的时候，他就觉得不对，因为那天是上帝 拯救我们的日子，赦免我们的日子，让我们得到新生命的日子，应该是欢喜快乐在庆祝的。And
so when Simon brought his son into the city of Jerusalem, he recognized that the mood of the city was different because suppose it's a day of offering to atone for sin, so it should be a day of joyous celebration.
所以那天他看到，哦，原来很多人。 就看到后来，哎，说今天这个这样的日子，怎么还会猝死人呢？
And so it is a wonder why on that occasion people want to put away someone to death.
所以他们看到第一个人出来的时候啊，那个人在是个强盗啊，背着十字架向众人求饶，说啊，求赦免，都不要钉他十字架。
So first person that was carrying the cross was a robber, and he was asking for forgiveness and asking for a pardon of his crime so that he doesn't have to be put to death.
但是第二个强盗被带出来的时候，他是很骄傲，在那边叫十六死吧，二十年又之后又一条好汉。But
the second robber was actually very vicious, and he was actually screaming back to the crowd, and he did not want to change his ways.
但是第三位出来说，有人就小声讲说，哎呀，那是耶稣来了。
But a third person came and somebody whispered, that's Jesus, Jesus is coming.
不要以为这个是一个剧情，是故事来的。
Maybe you thought that this was just a story and it's something made up.
是真实的。
That is from a true event that took place.
你是看福音记载的时候，那个他又把那个西门，古利奈西门的名字写下来。
Because if you look at the Gospels, you'll see that the name Simon is actually recorded in the scripture.
他的儿子的名字叫鲁夫，也记载在罗马书第十六章里面。
And his son's name is also recorded in Romans chapter 16.
所以当那时候正好耶稣可能背着十字架很重啊，又被打得遍体鳞伤，就走到西门的面前，他就背不动了。And
so Jesus was carrying his own cross, and as he was being paraded in the city, maybe because of the heavy weight of the cross, and also he had been beaten, and he had been bleeding, and so he was not able to carry the cross, and he collapsed in front of Simon.
所以那罗马兵就命令西门替他背，但是他一开始不愿意挣扎，但是后来罗马兵手按照的刀要拿出来的时候，他只好屈服，帮耶稣背十字架。And
so he was not willing to help carry the cross because the Roman soldiers forced him to carry the cross. But as he resisted, the Roman soldier was about to pull out their sword to threaten him, and then he acquiesced and he had to carry the cross.
所以你如果你看那个 Passion of Christ 的时候啊，他演的很逼真，就是西门跟耶稣一起背十字架的时候，他们两个靠得很近，耶稣的血就从他的脸上流到西门的脸颊上流下来。If
you see the movie The Passion of Christ, they had a very realistic depiction of this, and as Simon picks up the cross, you see the blood of Jesus dripping down and dripping over onto Simon.
我相信这个西门，他等耶稣复活向门徒显现的时候，他会突然明白了一件事情。I
think as Simon waits for the resurrection of Christ together with the disciples, he must realize one thing.
因为你看，他后来他的儿子鲁夫都成为教会的领袖，保罗说：“哎，鲁夫的母亲就是我的母亲一样。”Because
later on, as we see the description, that Simon's son became one of the early church leaders, and Jesus himself said that the mother of this child is just like my own mother.
我想西门一开始他会回想说，当时罗马兵要我去背这个人的十字架的时候，他一定说真倒霉，真倒霉，我为什么要去背人家十字架？
Because when Simon was picked out of the crowd to carry this cross, he must thought to himself, how unfortunate, how unlucky am I to be picked out of the crowd to carry this cross?
因为背十字架是在当时是最羞耻、最丢脸的事情。Because
carrying a cross is the most despised task to do, and it's looked down upon, frowned upon in the society at the time.
因为那时候只有罪大会重大的罪犯。 是会钉十字架，罗马公民、妇女、一般人是不钉十字架的。
Because only the most severe and vicious and type of criminals will be nailed to the cross. The crucifixion can never be applied to any Roman citizen or to any woman.
被钉十字架的人，他自己还要背着十字架游街，众人就耻笑辱骂，吐口水给他，打他石头等等。
So the person who is sentenced to crucifixion has to carry his own cross. Then he has to be paraded around the city streets so that the crowd can spit on him and throw rocks at him.
而且被钉十字架的时候是非常痛苦哈，因为有时候我们看那个时候说好像钉过手掌，不是，他应该是钉在手肘的地方。 不然的话，身体的重量早就会把手掌拉裂，它就钉在这个骨头的地方。
And also crucifixion is a very painful way to die. And often we think that when the person is nailed to the cross, the nail goes through the palm, and actually it probably doesn't go through the palm. It goes through the wrist, because if it was on the palm, the way of the body would tear the nail out of the flesh.
而且他们把两只脚放在一起，用很长的钉子把它钉过脚骨头，钉到那个木头上。
And they would put the feet together, and they would drive a long nail through it so that it would be nailed to the post.
为什么他们用这样的刑罚呢？
And why do they have this type of this death sentence?
因为他们不要让那个罪犯死得太快，有些人在十字架上可能三天到五天才会死。
Because they don't want these criminals to die too easily. They want them to suffer. Some of them hang on the cross for 3 days or so before they die.
因为你他的身体重量是在这里吊的时候，他一拉的时候神经就很痛很痛。
Because the person is hung on the wrist of by the nails, so it is very painful because of the nerves that goes through the wrist.
如果他一往下掉的时候就不能呼吸，所以他为了要呼吸就一定要再撑起来。
And because when they sag on the cross, their lung will collapse, they can't breathe, and in order for them to breathe, they have to pull themselves up, and when they pull themselves up, it would be extremely painful.
然后一撑起来的时候脚都又痛了半死。
And so when they would prop themselves up, then their feet will hurt as well.
而且他们钉的地方正好就是穴道，所以不会流很多的血，那血是一滴一滴一滴慢慢的流。
And that the way that they were nailed to the feet is it won't go through the main artery, so of course, while the blood will come out, it only comes out in drips.
最后的时候是心脏破裂而死。
And finally, the heart would rupture and they would finally die.
但是主耶稣他从来没有犯过罪。
But Jesus Christ never committed any crime.
他为什么会受这样的苦刑呢？
Why would he then have to suffer such severe sentence and punishment?
因为圣经在旧约里面还有加拉太书第五章就告诉我们，被挂在木头上的是受到上帝咒诅的。
Because the Old Testament as well in the book of Galatians tells us that he who hung on the tree is to be cursed by God.
罪人就是原来的刑罚，就是得不到上帝的祝福，就是咒诅。
The punishment for sin is the curse of God.
所以耶稣把我们的咒诅担在他的身上。
So Jesus took the curse that was due us, and he took it upon himself.
所以他成为我们代罪的羔羊。
And that is why he became that Passover lamb for us.
所以我们中国的义字哦，正统字是义。是羊再加上我。
The Chinese character for the word righteous can be broken into a depiction of the lamb over the self.
因为耶稣的代罪，我们接受耶稣做我们的救主，所以上帝算我们为义，因为我们的罪，耶稣替我们担当了。
And so we become righteous when our Lord Jesus Christ, His blood cleanses from our sins.
所以当耶稣被钉十字架那天，当他死的时候，正好就是传统上以色列人在献祭羊羔的时候，礼拜五的下午三点钟。
And so the precise moment in which Jesus died coincided with the time that the Jews would be offering their sacrifice. It was 3:00 in the afternoon.
所以当耶稣死的时候，他不是说晚了，他说成了。
And so, when Jesus breathed his last, he actually said, "It is done."
他说成的时候，圣殿的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
And when he says it is done, the veil in the temple broke into two.
所以从此以后，圣殿的献祭就不需要再献祭了，因为我们凭着耶稣基督的宝血替我们开了一条路，就可以直接的跟神面对面了。
And so from that moment forward.There's no longer any need, any separation between men and God, that we have a direct access to God.
原来一年一次只有大祭司有资格进去一次，在那边为自己还为百姓的罪求神赦免。但是当耶稣说成的时候，那一天那个献祭就停止了。
Because traditionally, the high priest would have to be the one that on an annual basis, he would have to enter into the temple,and he would have to offer sacrifices to atone for his own sins and the sins of the people. But from that day forward, when Jesus said it is done, that regular sacrifice would no longer need to be performed.
耶稣复活的最大意义是什么?
So what is the greatest significance and meaning of the resurrection of Christ?
让我们打开腓立比书第二章第9到11节。
Let us open our Bibles to Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 11. Jesus himself, he humbled himself, but later on, God raised him to be exalted high above everything else.
所以耶稣已经复活证明他
The resurrection of Christ signifies that he has overcome death and now he is the authority over all things.
So, 亲爱的朋友,
so dear friends, who is the master of the future?
我们人的生命 我们的命运,美国的命运,还有每一个家庭的,世世代代你的子孙的命运,谁掌管呢?
Your life, my life, the future of the United States, the future of your children and all of your descendants, who is the master of them all?
所以我们人常常想掌握自己的命运。
Oftentimes we as men like to grasp hold of our own destiny.
但是我们人确实没有办法除去自己罪。
However, we are unable to rid ourselves of our sins.
所以耶稣来,他复活了,证明他是掌权的主,他胜过撒旦的权势,胜过罪恶的权势。
Jesus came, and he proved that he overcame the power of Satan, he overcame the power of sin.
他胜过死亡,他还是历史的主。
He was a victor over death, and he is the master of history.
有一次一个森林里面住了很多的动物。
In the forest, there lived many animals.
住了很多的动物。然后有一天，那个动物就来跟森林的主人讲说，哎呀，糟糕，主人，我们出现了危机了。And one day,
some of the animals came to the master and said, Master, there is a problem in our forest.
他是说什么危机啦？
The master asked, what's the problem?
这个熊说, 我们没有水喝了。The
bear said, we don't have any more water.
没有水喝? 怎么搞得会没有水喝了?
The master asked, what do you mean there is no water? Why don't we have any water to drink?
他说不晓得了,本来我们里面有泉水的,有水塘的,有小河流,突然都一天里面就全部都干了。The
bear says, I don't know, but we used to have rivers, streams, and ponds, but all of a sudden, in one day, they all disappeared.
这个主人说，这个国王就讲说，没有水是大问题，会产生影响我们的生死。And
the master who is the king then said, well, that's a serious problem, because without water, then we would all die.
他说好，我们就去找水。So
he says, then we need to go find water.
但是要怎么找水在哪里呢?
But how do we look for water? Where can we find water?
Yeah. 他们说这样子啊，我们把那个鼻子最灵敏的那个动物叫来。
He says, let's find the animal that has the best nose.
鼻子最灵敏的动物叫来。
And that's this animal with the best nose.
所以国王就命令他，你去找，看哪一边有水。
The king said to the dog, go find water for us.
他就问，哎。 报告国王,那一边有水,那一边。
And so the dog sniffed around and he says, Master, water is this way.
好,那个国王就命令说,我们大家一起往西边去找水。
And so the king says, okay, let's all go towards the west and look for the water.
国王就骑马,所以动物就一起走,大家浩荡的一直走,去找水,去找水。
So the king got on his horse, and all the animals gathered together and they went to look for water.
走到一个地方, 大家都停下来了。
They kept walking and finally they stopped at a location.
这国王说怎么不走了？这是关系我们生死的大事情啊。
The king says, why do you stop? We need to continue on to look for water because water is essential to our sustenance and to our lives.
这个熊就来报告，报告国王，我们走不过去了。
And the bear came back to the king and says, master, we cannot go any further.
为什么走不过去呢？
He says, why can't we go any further?
就不晓得，我们就走到一个地方，就是走不过去了。
He says, I don't know why, we want to move forward, but we just couldn't.
好像有一个无形的墙把我们挡住了。
There seems to be an invisible wall that's preventing us from moving forward.
国王说，既然找水是关乎我们全国的生死大事，一定要突破它，不管用什么方法，一定要把这个墙打破。
The king says, finding water is essential to our survival, so no matter what, we need to break through this barrier.
所以他说，熊，你力气很大，去打破它。
So the king says, bear, you're very strong, so you break the barrier.
所以他就跑跑跑跑，一墙一砰就倒下来。
And the bear ran with all its might, hit the barrier and got knocked back.
再撞，砰砰砰砰砰到后来，他头破血流，倒在地上说：“国王，我不行了。”
And he tried several more times. He tried until broke his head and he's bleeding. And he finally fell on the ground and said, "Master, there's nothing I could do."
国王说：“这样子啦，既然你这样撞不过去，我们挖地过去，挖地过去总可以吧？”
He says, "Well, if you cannot break it with sheer force, then maybe we can burrow through it underneath."
他们就找了地鼠来挖地。
And so they found a mole to dig through, to dig under the barrier.
他就一直挖挖挖挖，然后就下去下去下去下去下去，哎，过了很久以后，他就上来了。
And they waited a long time, and they see the mole come back up.
那国王说：“你怎么没有过去啦？”
And the king says, "Well, why didn't you come up on the other side?"
他说：“报告国王，那个墙哦，一直通到地心。”
He says, "Master, this barrier goes all the way through to the center of the earth."
然后那怎么办呢？
So he says, "Well, what can we do?"
我们一定要想尽办法过去。
Well, we have to find a way to go through.
他们就这样了，叫老鹰飞过去。
They said maybe they can ask the eagle to fly over it.
叫它飞过去。然后老鹰就一直飞飞飞飞，飞到后来看不见了，然后隔了一下子又飞下来。报告国王，我过不去了。
The eagle flew higher and higher and higher. After a while, he came back and said, "Master, I cannot pass the barrier either."
为什么过不去呢？
Why not?
他说这个墙啊，一直高高高高到天上去。
He says this barrier goes all the way to the heaven.
那怎么办呢？
So what can we do?
所以他们后来这个国王说，我们这样啊，来悔改向神祷告。
So the king says, "Well, I think we need to repent and pray to God."
后来国王说，啊，我看到了，我看到了。
Finally, the king says, "I think I see something."
我看到那个墙是什么了。
I realize what this barrier is.
Yeah, 我们看到墙是什么。
He says, "I know what this barrier is."
他说我看到的墙，那个墙是什么？自私的墙。
It's a barrier of selfishness.
Selfish, 他说我们要把这个墙啊，把它啊悔改叫神把它打破。
We have to ask God to, we have to repent of this, so that God will break down this barrier.
他说也看到那个墙也是什么？
What else is this wall?
自义的墙，自义的墙啊。
It's self-righteousness. It's a wall of self-righteousness.
对，要把这个墙拆下来。
We have to also break down that barrier.
然后看到这个墙是什么啦？
What else is this barrier?
自欺的墙哈。
It's being self-deceived.
自欺的墙。
Self-deception.
所以这个也要把它拆下来。
We need to tear down that barrier.
还有这个墙呢？
What else?
自卑的墙。自卑的墙
，It's a barrier of self-contempt.
这个墙要拆下来。还有什么？自怜的墙。
It's a barrier of self-pity.
你们还可以想到很多啦，有什么自大啦、自高啦等等， 各式各样的墙。
You can think, you can imagine what other walls there may be. There could be pride, there could be self-righteousness.
当他们把这些墙都拆下来以后啊，那个他们把这些都认罪悔改以后啊，求神的恩典除去以后，那个墙就全部倒下来了。
And when they ask for repentance and they tear down these barriers and these walls in their own hearts, then the God allowed them to pass through because now this barrier has been removed.
在以弗所书第二章圣经说，耶稣他拆断了我们跟神中间的三道墙。
In Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible tells us that Jesus broke down three barriers that is between us and God.
他拆断了我们人跟神中间那个罪人跟神中间的罪的墙。
He broke away and removed the barrier between the sinners and God.
第二个是冤仇的墙，我们跟神为敌抵挡神，还要跟人也不能和平。
A second barrier that Jesus broke through is the enmity between men and God, as well as the enmity and the struggle between men and men.
第三个是自我的墙。
And the third wall that Jesus dismantled was the barrier of self.
所以就是以自我为中心了。
Because sin revolves around putting ourselves as the center.
我今天想邀请有一些朋友在耶稣的复活节当中做一个决定。
Today, I would like to invite some of our friends to make a decision on this day, which is the day where we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus.
今天你看到小朋友他们这些年轻人的表演。
Today, you saw the performance by our youth.
也明白了救恩的基本的真理。
And you also learned the basics of salvation.
圣经上告诉我们说，我们人是按着神形象造的。
The Bible tells us that we as men are created in God's own image.
我们每一个人都是神造的，但是很不幸的，当亚当夏娃犯罪以后，罪从一个人入了世界。
However, after God created Adam and Eve, sin came through that one man.
所以我们人都是在罪里面出生的，然后就有自大、骄傲、自卑、自怜等等，跟神就隔离了。
And so as descendants from that same man, we all have the issue of sin, and that is manifested in many ways, including being selfish, or even having self-pity, or having self-contempt.
圣经讲说，罪的工价乃是死。
The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death.
唯有在耶稣基督里面才是永生。
And eternal life can only be found in Christ Jesus.
耶稣被交给人是为了我们的过患。
Jesus was given over to men because of our sin.
其耶稣被交给人钉在十字架上是因为我们的过患。
Jesus was given over into the hands of men and to be crucified because of our sin.
他承担了我们的过患。
And he took the punishment of our sins upon himself.
但是他把耶稣钉十字架以后就把他放在坟墓里面。
After they crucified him and he died, they buried him into a tomb.
然后用封条把他封起来。
They even sealed the entrance to the tomb.
耶稣照圣经所说的被钉在十字架上，又照圣经所说的第三天复活了。
According to the scripture, Jesus was crucified and he died, and according to the scripture, he rose.
耶稣复活了。耶稣复活了，证明他是神的儿子，证明救恩已经成就了。
His resurrection proves that he is the Son of God and proves that he is the one to bring the salvation of God.
使徒行传十七章三十节说他复活让我们每一个人都做可信的凭据。
And the book of Acts tells us that the resurrection of Christ becomes a seal for our salvation.
罗马书告诉我们，耶稣被交给人是为了我们过患，复活是为了我们的称义。
And the book of Romans tells us that Jesus Christ died for our transgressions and he rose again so that we may be made righteous.
耶稣的复活是个历史的铁证跟事实。
The resurrection of Christ is a fact of history.
所有的宗教,世界上的宗教都没有,有什么受难节,他们的救主的受难节复活节了。There
is no other real religion that has an occasion in which their Savior would die and would be resurrected.
耶稣复活证明他是掌管人类历史,掌管我们的生命,掌管一切的主。
Because of the resurrection of Christ, he proves that he is the master of all mankind and he is the master of our lives.
所以我们今天就应该每一个人来到耶稣基督的复活主的面前。
And so each and every one of us should come before the Lord Jesus and recognize him as that risen Lord who saves us.
来接受耶稣做我们的救主。
And we ought to accept him as our Lord, Master and Savior.
接受耶稣做我们的救主。
To accept him as our Savior.
我要邀请我们在座还不是基督徒的朋友。
And so I want to extend this invitation to those of you who are here as our friend, but who is not yet a Christian.
你愿不愿意接受耶稣做你的救主呢?
Will you be willing to accept Jesus as your Savior?
让复活的主,掌管历史的主,人类的主,来掌管你的生命呢?
So that this Lord of, this Master of human history, this Master of all universe, in fact, this Master and Lord of all mankind and all creation, would you accept him as your Lord and Savior?
让我们一同低头。
Let us all bow our heads.
如果你愿意的时候,我祷告的时候,你在心里也跟我一同祷告。
If you are willing, then as I pray, would you pray along and follow along in your heart?
事后你可以来告诉我们的同工或者找我们,我们会帮助你更进一步的认识基督。
After the service, I welcome you to come and speak to me or speak to any of our brothers and sisters so that you can have a further understanding, explore what does it mean to have Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
耶稣基督,
Dear Jesus,
在复活节的早晨,主日,
on this Sunday morning where we celebrate your resurrection,
我明白了,
I come to realize
我是个罪人,
that I am a sinner.
你是上帝的羔羊,
you are the Lamb of God.
是要背负, 世人一切罪孽的,
you came so that you may carry the sins of this world.
谢谢你在2000年前就已经背负了我的罪。
Thank you that some 2,000 years ago you have already taken the punishment of my sin.
今天我再一次来到你的面前,
Today I come before you.
要信心来, 信靠你,
and I want to trust you.
相信我的罪不但你替我承担了,
to trust and have faith that not only have you taken over the wages of my sin.
你是复活的主,
you are the resurrected Lord.
我愿你打开我的心,
I'm willing to open up my heart.
接受你做我的救主,
to accept you as my Lord and Savior.
做我一生的主,
to be the master of my life.
带领我的一生,
to lead me in my life.
让我更加的信靠你,
and so that I may learn to trust in you more.
遵从你,
to be obedient to you.
帮助我走人生的道路,
help me to live this life.
让我成为你所喜悦的儿女,
so that I may become a child who pleases you.
谢谢你赦免我的罪,
thank you for forgiving my sin.
谢谢你赐给我像老鹰一样属天的生命,
thank you for giving me a life like the eagle.
让我不需要像鸡一样在注重着短暂的人生的这样的无意义的地上的生活,
so that I would not only focus on this life on earth like a chicken who only focuses on things of the ground.
带领我进入上帝的神的永恒的计划里面。
Bring me into the eternal plan that God has from heaven.
让我更加明白你为我还有为世人的奇妙的计划。
Help me to understand and know the amazing plan you have for all mankind.
让我在上帝的国里面有份。
So that I may have a place in the kingdom of heaven.
听我的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear my prayer, and I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.